Blog Talk Radio.
What would it mean to be able to access spiritual masters from beyond? Join us today and every month as Julie Geigel allows Archangel Metatron to speak through her. Archangel Metatron has come to answer your questions about life. Metatron acts as a bridge between the divine and mankind. He is here to help us find balance, truth, and harmony. He is here to help us ascend and evolve into higher states of consciousness. Metatron will take your questions live, so be sure to call in on your phone or using Skype if you'd like to speak to him directly. This is a very exciting time we are moving into, and we're honored to make this connection. And honored we are. Welcome, everyone. Do you need help awakening to the magnificent being that you are? Our topic today is trust. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, spiritual teacher, healer, and approved and certified CASA guide for the John of God experience. And members of our inner circle are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading once a week. If you'd like to support our work by becoming a member, please visit www.juliegeigel.com to sign up. A special thank you to our Facebook followers over at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium and our Twitter followers at Julie Geigel. You are listening to Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. We welcome your questions on awakening in this new age of enlightenment. Call us live at 858-357-8481 or simply type your awakening question in our chat room at the beginning of the show, and we'll connect with that before we go into channeling. I am honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron to assist you on your journey of awakening. As we continue to move into this new age of enlightenment, many have questions or need assistance with releasing judgments, attachments, and resistance, which are the three keys to enlightenment. Metatron is here to help you remember who you are and why you came here to this planet. Just being in this Metatronic energy today will help to raise your vibrational frequency and clear out any blocks that may be preventing you from claiming your divine right to awaken. Intention is a powerful thing. It is simply through your intention of awakening as you listen to our channeling today that will assist you in whatever capacity you need. The purpose of this show is to awaken and align with the spiritual being that you are by offering a connection beyond the veil with Archangel Metatron and your own spiritual council of angels. Don't forget to register for our upcoming shows. John of God Healing Meditation, Fridays at 9. We will be moving back to Thursdays at 9, coming in June, after school gets out. And we also have our brand new show, the Psychic Angel Channelers, Catherine Glass, Maggie Chula, and myself, for Angel Talk Tuesday, coming the 4th Tuesday of every month. So you can register for all three of our shows over at www.bit.ly/register, please. And your name will be entered into a drawing for a psychic reading that is done during that Angel Talk Tuesday. Awesome. All right. And be sure to follow us on Blog Talk, and you'll receive an automated reminder when our show starts. So, if anyone in our queue has a question on awakening, so these are not psychic questions, these are just questions you might have on the journey of awakening, the journey of enlightenment, feel free to hit one on your keypad, and before we go into channeling, we'll tune in to that question and see if we can help you out with that. All right, doesn't look like we have anybody today, so we're going to go right ahead and get started. All right, and we'd love to invite you to join us on our next John of God Transformation Spiritual Retreat coming up the end of January, February. For more information about that, you can check out our website. All right, at www.juliegeigel.com. And so, I'm getting my lovely crystals from Brazil together, and I have my rosary from Brazil, my new one I just got. Yay! So excited to be back, transported back to Earth. Actually, I can't wait to go back to Brazil. The vibration is just so amazing. All right, and so let's go ahead and get some oil. Frankincense is my favorite one to use for channeling. It helps to raise the vibration. It's all about raising your vibrational frequency, especially when you're channeling. You're trying to tune into your spiritual council. I'm a huge fan of the doTERRA therapeutic essential oils. You just put a drop in the palm of your hand, rub your hands together, and then inhale deeply three times. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, and then we're just going to take a moment to use a singing bowl to clear the energy, create the perfect space for channeling today. All right, here we go. Spiritual counsel. Take a nice deep breath as you do that. Calling in your guardian angels. We each come with two and leave with two. Calling in your spirit guides. And I feel Melchizedek coming in as our special spirit guide today. And calling in any loved ones who've passed. And any pets or totem animals. And I just saw a beautiful eagle in my mind's eye. And just feel their love and support as we create this beautiful space to awaken. Welcome. I am Metatron. Thank you for joining us here today. And as you relax even deeper, allowing this beautiful state to increase, allowing the perfect frequency tuning in and opening up to a new awareness.
A new freedom. A new way of being and thinking. Because you are getting closer and closer, and many of you have arrived in this knowing. But it is much more than a simple knowing. It is a way of being. Allowing a spiritual experience within your physical being as you tune in and connect. To the highest resonance of your spiritual nature, you allow for a different experience in this physical body. It is your choice, always. To do as you've always done, or to shift, and to allow the new energy to move freely through you. You are ready. You are open. You are able. And now we would like you to envision an expansion occurring to enable a stronger and deeper connection within. For it all occurs within you. Some may be looking outside of themselves for the awakening to occur. It is not there. Some may be looking through an experience. It is not there. Because no matter what you do or where you go, you take yourself with you. And ultimately, the awakening occurs within. So you can read many books. You can watch many programs. You can even participate in many adventures. But if you do not tune in within yourself and open up to your own abilities, the healing will take much longer, as will the awakening. It will occur eventually because that is what you are wired for. You are not wired to be sick. You are not wired to stay in struggle. You are divined. You came here to complete a mission, and you will not leave until it has been completed. And we have come to assist you with this order. You have many resources at your fingertips, but so many of you are blind. You reach for this and that, here and there, missing the simple peace that will connect it all together. It is like having a plug without a plug-in. You are the plug, and we are the plug-in. Awakening is a process that occurs every moment of every day. It is not something you do and then forget about. This is the biggest frustration on this journey. We hear you cry, "I am awakened, now what?" Ah. If it could be that simple. And so we ask you to drop the question, now what? Who would you be without that question? You would simply be awakened in all the beauty, the magnificence, and the glory that comes with awakening. And so if you find difficulty grounding yourself, maybe you are having problems with your memory as you awaken more and more. It is a dance to juggle this dimensional reality you live in with your physical being. Allowing the spiritual force to now be the driver. And so as things are no longer needed within your consciousness, they are immediately purged. I will say that again. As things are no longer needed within your consciousness, they are immediately purged. Because, as you know, memories have a way of keeping you stuck, of blocking you, of holding you back, of holding you in a perception and a reality that you do not desire. So there is no value in keeping information that is not for your highest good to retain. If the information only keeps you stuck in this illusion of drama and worry and fear, and if you desire to release that memory, that illusion, it simply vanishes. So we invite you now, if there is anything that you desire to release, any memory that is stuck in a loop that keeps playing over and over in your subconscious, simply ask now that it be absolved, dissolved, freed, forgiven, healed, rendered powerless, and removed. Removing. Retaining only that which sparkles, which shimmers, which shines. Retaining only the lesson that you learned from the experience, the love that you gained from the event, the growth that allowed you to expand into a fuller expression of who you are. And all else withers away and dies. And so, without this excess baggage, there is a new sense of freedom moving in, a new sense of honor and dignity and grace, a new level to love and to experience love. Every time you release something, either a physical object within your home or an emotional experience within your mind, it creates a beautiful space, fertile ground for new seeds to be planted, new intentions. And so take a moment now to create your new intentions. And imagine a beautiful circle surrounding you. The circle of your spiritual council envelopes you in a beautiful rainbow of love. A glorious rainbow of love and light and peace. And harmony and joy, unending, infinite joy in all directions of time and space, in all dimensions of reality. We are all together working in many other dimensions of reality. You are valued. You are important. The work here you are doing is divine. Your service to God is recognized, appreciated, honored, and glorified. You are being blessed as we speak with many unending, infinite abundance and glory, prosperity, peace, and love. For all the good that you have done, all of the good that you are doing, and all of the good to come. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. And so, if you have any comments or thoughts on our channeling today, we would so love to hear from you. As I try to come back into my body, ground myself, grounding. Alrighty, just press 1 on your phone, and we are not taking the psychic questions just yet. So if you had a psychic question, I'm going to have you take your phone off of 1 and hang on to that thought. just reading a few comments in our chat room there by Teresa. She's asking about sensitivities, being aware of all emotions around you. Oh, that's such a beautiful comment / question. It is part of the oneness, part of coming in and joining in as we open up to this new vibrational frequency. We become aware that we are one, and the separation is dissolving, and so we are feeling more of what's going on around us. We're feeling more of those emotions from other people, collective consciousness. And so Metatron did talk a little bit about it just went out of my head. Oh, love it when that happens. Okay, so back to the emotions, feeling other people's emotions. Staying grounded. Oh, he was talking in terms more of memory, but, we literally have one foot in this world and one foot in that spiritual higher dimension. And so it is a dance, a very fine balancing act, to stay grounded and centered in our physical self, but yet being open and receiving and fully participating in this higher vibrational frequency. And as we employ that moment by moment, hour by hour, we get better and better at it and stronger and stronger. So when that full enlightenment, a non-judgment, non-resistance, non-attachment, helps us to put that emotional, those feelings into a spiritual order versus a physical order. And so what I'm being shown is that when we're run by our emotions through the ego, when our emotions run through the ego, there's a lot of fear-based emotions. And when we allow our emotions to run through our spiritual being, it removes the fear. So even though we can feel what other people are feeling, if it is an ego-based emotion, it's free of the charge of the emotion. So we can feel when somebody's fearful, but we don't feel the we're aware. So it's not so much feeling as it is awareness. So we're aware that somebody's feeling fearful. It's an opportunity for us to shine our light and to help them find the love and step out of the fear. Wow, that was pretty intense. Good thing I have this recorded. I might need to go back and listen to that one. I have definitely channeled information there. Okay, we are out of time here. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. Be sure to tune in next week for Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. A special thank you to our callers and listeners in the chat room and on the phone who have come to support us on this mission of global awakening. Don't forget to join us this Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, for our John of God Healing Current Meditation. We will tune into John of God and the Casa Entities of Light for a special healing. And if you are not getting our weekly inspirational quotes and meditations, be sure to sign up on our website over at www.juliegeigel.com. And our members of Inner Circle are now invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading. Check out our website for details on becoming a member at www.juliegeigel.com. And remember, everything is always in divine and perfect order. Until next week, this is Julie Geigel with Archangel Metatron. Know that you are loved here and beyond. Oh, I love to say that. Okay, looks like we have a member of our inner circle here, Tatiana. Hi, Tatiana. How are you today?
I put him to sleep.
Oh, I know. Wasn't he beautiful today?
Mm-hmm. But you know, I wanted to ask you, I've been having some pain in my stomach like this past week. And usually
okay.
I have pain in my kidneys, but not in my stomach usually, you know. And I've been throwing up, like just kind of nauseous and throw up. I don't know. Could it be a part of the healing that I'm experiencing or... Like, could you check what is it related to?
Yeah, I'm absolutely seeing some detoxing going on. Let's just confirm that with the chart. Uh-huh. I'm going to have you just take a deep breath and relax. And we're just going to ask the chart, you said just throwing up or what?
I threw up like 2 times and feeling pain in my stomach. Usually I don't have pain in my stomach. I have pain in my kidneys, you know?
Oh, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't know what is going
on. All right. So let's check the chart here. What's the percent of value that the pain in Tatiana's stomach is related to detoxing and the healing process? Okay. That's like... over 100%, like 120. But let me just check the value in maybe having being seen by a medical professional here. What's the percent of value for Tatiana to be seen by a medical professional? Okay, that's about 75% to 80%. So, you know, certainly if you want to rule out anything, you know, specifically, it might, how long has it been since you were last to see a doctor?
But the pain has been recent, just like this week in my stomach, Yeah,
and I know that you're also connected in with some other healing resources, too.
And taking pills, you know.
The herbs, and you've been working with the Casa entities. Are you doing the water by your bed every night?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, good. So tonight when you do the water, when you put the water into the cup, be sure to specifically ask for a special blessing, special medicine to heal the pain in your stomach.
Mm-hmm. But Julie, bottles. Is it okay? I use glass bottles.
Yeah, perfect.
That's okay. Uh-huh.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. But, I mean, like what I do is I have the water in a bottle and then I have a special glass that that's like 2 ounces. Mm-hmm. And so then I, every night before I go to bed, I pour 2 ounces of water into the special glass, and then I say my prayer, you know. And if there's something specific I mm-hmm. want to work on for that night, physical, mm-hmm. mental, emotional, spiritual, mm-hmm. Make or set that intention. And then when I wake up in the morning, then I envision that the water has special healing powers, that it's been infused with special healing properties, and okay. specifically what I asked for. So like, say I'm having stomach issues, what I typically imagine is that there's a salve that's been infused in the water, so that when I drink the water, there's like a salve that coats my stomach with special healing properties that are occurring. Because I'm, yeah, part of my healing is my stomach too. So
yeah.
I know that it's all about intention and perception, because, you know, Metatron has said in more than one of the channelings that we have the power to heal ourselves. And he even referenced today that we've got all these resources that are available mm-hmm. to us, but we don't use them. And,
right.
you know, one of those resources is the power of our intention.
Mm-hmm. So do you cover
yeah.
the cup, like, so like kind of when you put the cup, do you cover it, like, with a plate or something? So like,
you know, that was a suggestion from one of the gals in our group, and I do now, because it does eliminate any airborne activity going on there, you know, from the
you
environment.
You just leave it open, right?
What?
You leave the
I
cup
I do cover
open.
It.
Oh, you do cover it, yeah, okay.
I do cover it.
Yeah, because like
got,
it's not part of a fly or something, you know, like some nothing.
Right,
like
yeah, dust particles. We're very dusty
yeah.
in the summer here.
Yeah.
So, yes, like I said, that was suggested during my trip in Brazil. One of the girls said
okay.
that she covers her water at night
right,
when
right.
she puts it in a glass. Yeah, so I thought
okay.
that was a
I'll put it
great
in the
idea.
Too, you know, not just a bottle.
Well, that was the thing, is because before I was just taking a swig off my water bottle, and it was like, you know, but then I'm forgetting that intention.
Mm-hmm.
So 50% of it is the power of the entities. The other 50%, and this is where people miss, is your
right.
own intention. Because
right.
when you take a drink of water, there's
uh-huh.
no special healing properties taking a drink of water. It is
yeah.
the intention you put into the water that
yeah.
Creates the healing. So the entities will bless that water for you, and then
mm-hmm.
your infusion of intention is really what creates the healing in your body.
Mm-hmm. And I did order
and that's
the oil.
What,
you know,
oh,
today
perfect.
I ordered the oil. So let's
yeah.
see.
Well, and mm-hmm. that's what Metatron was talking about as well. It's that... intention,
mm-hmm.
Following through with that intention, or coming from inside
mm-hmm.
versus outside. So when we're
mm-hmm.
when we're drinking water, that's outside of us. The
mm-hmm.
intention is inside of us, and the power lies within us.
Yeah.
So yeah, just to kind of
okay.
point those
well,
two things
thing.
Out.
But you think
oh,
it's maybe detoxing, right? That's kind of what it looks like.
Absolutely. I would give it about a week, and if there's no change at all, and if you're having major
mm-hmm.
discomfort,
yeah,
I would,
mm-hmm.
and if you think it because you just started taking those herbs too,
yeah.
sometimes the herbs can be quite powerful,
mm-hmm.
and you might want to back off to maybe 2 a day or 1 a day, and
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of play around with that a little bit and see if it, if you notice any difference with your stomach. Just you know,
mm-hmm.
ruling out different things, or look at other things you've been doing or drinking or your diet that might
mm-hmm.
be affecting that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would give it another week, and after 7 days, if there's no change, then I would start playing around with
right.
different things that you're doing in your diet.
All right, but I think it might be part of healing, you know, something might be going on, like part of healing, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been detoxing like 2 months before the Brazil trip, and
mm-hmm.
I've still got this sinus thing going on here now 2 weeks after I've been home, so It's been major detoxing, Tatiana, huge shifts. Tons of healing occurred when I was there for everybody. It was absolutely phenomenal.
And maybe we can talk like later. I think you have a follow-up visit, like, you know, like maybe we can talk a little bit later about it.
Yeah, like, yeah. The follow-up visit I usually like to do about a month out to, you know, when things start winding down with the herbs and you know, looking at moving forward, what direction you want to take.
Okay.
So if you want something sooner, then just email me and we can figure it out.
Okay.
All right,
well,
awesome,
so much,
girl.
Okay, thank
you. You're welcome. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. All right, everyone. Good night.